Noiseworks on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio and streaming live on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au. A very good evening to you if you are listening online. It's great to have your company. Matt Ellis with you up until 6 o'clock this evening. And we are right now going to talk about one of the great games of cricket of the World 2020 tournament. It was the final between Australia and England. The women's team, the Southern Stars, doing admirably for the Aussies. They lost earlier in the tournament to England and were probably the underdogs going into this game, but it was a fantastic result. Australia batted first in the game and did a great job, posting 142 off their 20 overs for the loss of just 4 wickets. Meg Lanning and Alyssa Healy getting things off to a great start. A 51-run partnership off just under 7 overs for them. Lanning out for 25 off 24 balls. Healy out for 26 off 25 balls. Then it was Jess Cameron. She really did steer the ship for the Aussies, coming in at number 3 and batting beautifully. 45 off just 34 balls. One big six in there and 5 boundaries. She did hit a few sixes in the tournament, Jess Cameron from Victoria. The Victorian spirit will be very happy to see the sort of form that she is in going into the Australian summer that will be starting soon. Lisa Stelaker, 23 not out off 26 balls. Great innings from her, holding things together. And Alex Blackwell from New South Wales and also the vice-captain, 13 runs off 12 balls at the later stages of the innings. Best of the bowlers for the English was Colvin. She picked up 2 for 21 and definitely kept things tight, only going for 5.25 per over. So very good bowling from her. In the England innings, it was never going to be an easy chase, chasing down 142, needing just over 7 runs and over, and the Aussie bowlers did extremely well. Stelaker again proving her worth with the ball. 2 for 16 off 4 overs for her. Jess Jonathan, the left-hand spinner from Queensland, picking up 3 for 25 off her 4 overs. Julie Hunter, leading wicket taker in the tournament, 2 for 36 for her. And Elise Perry, 1 for 24 as well. A wonderful performance from the girls. It got very tight right at the end. I thought after Jess Jonathan got her last wicket that it was good night England, but they certainly did mount a great fight back. And unfortunately for England, they weren't good enough. But fortunately for the Southern Stars, it was another memorable victory for them. And backing up their result there, they had 5 ladies selected in the team of the tournament. So great news for Meg Lanning, Lisa Stelaker, Julie Hunter, Elise Perry and Jess Cameron getting nominated for that team of the tournament. An outstanding achievement for the girls there. Let's just have a little bit of a closer look at the stats for the tournament for some of our better players. The leading batter as far as averages goes was Stelaker. She averaged just over 38. And the leading run scorer, Jess Cameron, 151 runs for the tournament there for her, striking them at 125 per 100 balls. Very handy cricketer indeed. Meg Lanning, 138 runs for the tournament at just over 27. And Alyssa Healy, just under 100 runs. She picked up 92 runs for the tournament and batted very well at the top of the order with Meg Lanning. And the bowlers, Julie Hunter, leading wicket taker for the entire tournament. We predicted that she would do some damage with the ball over there. We just didn't expect it to be that good. 11 wickets for the tournament at an average of 9.54, best figures of 5 for 22. We salute you, Julie Hunter. You do a great job with the new ball for the Southern Stars and well deserving of your nomination in the team of the tournament. Other bowlers who did well, Elise Perry, 6 wickets for her. She took some wickets in the crucial games, the semi-final and the final. A big match player and plenty of experience in those tough situations. 6 wickets for the tournament for her. Erin Osborne and Jess Jonathan each picked up 5 wickets each, with Stelaker picking up 3 wickets as well. The main thing for Stelaker was her economy rate, just over 4 runs and over, up there with the best of them. In fact, I think she did have the best economy rate in the tournament. I don't have the full list of statistics here available at the present moment, but I'm fairly certain that Stelaker's 4 point whatever it was per over that she went for was the best for the tournament. And a great result. There is a 50-over World Cup coming up early next year, I think it is. So the Aussies will be hoping to go back-to-back in terms of World Cups this year and next year. And they have gone back-to-back in terms of winning the women's 2020 titles. Well done, girls. We salute you. We hope that you get more exposure and more coverage coming out of this great success, because we know you've been playing that well without winning the titles. Great summer last summer over here against the Kiwis, and a great tour of India prior to the World Cup. But hopefully the World Cup gets a few more heads on television sets and people talking about the Great Southern Stars. Well, we have to stop talking about the Great Southern Stars right now. We need to play some more music for you. This is from the 90s, back around about 1997, 98, this one came out. The Counting Crows and Rain King on 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio.